Okay, today's daf is Nedarim Daf Tes. We are finally up to the second Mishnah in Maseches Nedarim, and this Mishnah is going to be a continuation of the first Mishnah, where the Mishnah gave different examples of Yados Nedarim. And again, a Yad, as we've been discussing throughout, is when a person says a Neder, but he doesn't say the entire Lashon of the Neder. So the Mishnah is going to bring other examples of Yados Nedarim, and the Gemara is going to talk a little bit today about what kind of person would take a Neder. Is it a good thing to take a Neder or a bad thing to take a Neder? Because the Mishnah is going to mention if a person says Kinidre Rishaim. So is that considered by definition when a person takes a Neder? Is it considered to be Kinidre Rishaim? What does Kinidre Ksherim mean? And do we ever assume that it's a better thing to take a Neder? The Gemara in Amud Beis is going to talk about the problem of taking a neder being that it's going to be maybe de takala, and maybe that's specifically it's worse to be to take a neder for a nazir if the nazir ultimately proves to be tame rather than a nazir who remains tar. And it's going to tell one of the most famous stories of a nazir that probably appears in all of Shas. It's a gemara here, and it's a gemara Maseches Nazir as well, about the one time that Shimon HaTzadik ate from the ashram of a nazir tame, because it was a Nazir who really should become a Nazir. Most Nazirim, he thought, shouldn't have become a Nazir, but this was one situation where he thought that the person really should become a Nazir. So let us begin with the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Kinidre Rishaim. If a guy says, I want to take a Neder like the Rishaim do, like the Rishaim normally take a Nedarim, because it is a normal thing for Rishaim to take Nedarim. Now when it says Rishaim, it doesn't mean Rishaim Mamish, Rishon L'Kal HaTorah Kula, who would be Pasul Eidus, because they violated a law, because those Rishayim don't take Nidre Nazirus or in Karbanos or anything like that. We were talking about evil people, that's not their interest. Over here it means that since it's not the normal way for a kosher person to take a Neder, like we're going to see later on, that anyone who takes a Neder, even if he's Mekaimo, even if he fulfills the Neder, he's called a Rasha because he should have been worried that maybe he's going to be Nichshal and he's going to violate the Neder. And it's not the derech of ksherim to take a neder of a karban, because that's always taking a risk. If you're committing to bring a karban, you're risking bal ta'acher, that you might delay in bringing the karban. So since a person who takes a neder on some level is called a rasha, so that's what it means over here, kinidre rishaim. That's how the Ritva points out. So someone says kinidre rishaim nadar bin nazir if he uses a lashon of hareini, which is the lashon that a person would use if he wants to become a nazir, because when a person wants to become a nazir, he says hareini nazir, and the Gemara is going to explain what's happening over here is a nazir is walking in front of a person, and he says kinidre rishayim hareini as the nazir is walking in front of him. So that's a lashon that he wants to become a nazir. That's a yad l'nazirus. He never said hareini nazir, but he said kinidre rishayim hareini as the nazir is walking in front of him. So that's a clear indication that that's what he means, that he wants to become a nazir. Uvekarban, or if he says instead of hareini, he uses a lashon that's typically reserved for a karban. For example, he says a lie, the Gemara is going to explain. Like, because people who commit to bring a karban, they say, hare a lie karban. So over here, the case is, there's a behema walking in front of him, or that loved Afka walking, a behema standing in front of him, and he says, kinidre rishayim a lie. So now he's chayiv to be makriv that behema, because the lashon that he uses is a yad for a karban type of neder. That's how the Rov Rishonim explain, that's how the Ran, the Rashbam, according to Tosos, explain that these are each different cases. There's a Mefarish. The Mefarish tries to put them all together, that it's all one big case. Uvishvua, if he concludes with a lashon that makes it clear that he's trying to take a shvua, for example, there's a kikar in front of him, there's a loaf of bread that's sitting in front of him, and he says, kinidre rishayim heimenu. Heimenu is a lashon that you would use if you're taking a shvua, that I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread, so the shvua is going to be chal, and he's not allowed to eat that kikar, because it's the derech of someone who's taking a shvua to use the lashon lashon of heimenu rather than to use the lashon of a lie, which would be the carbon lashon, or hareni, which would be the lashon of a nazir. So all of these are examples of yados, but it's a yad because he says kinidre rishayim. However, says the Mishnah, if the guy says kinidre ksherim, that he wants to take a neder like ksherim do, and he concludes with a lashon of nazir or of karban or of shvua, whether he says hareni, kinidrik sherim hareni, or kinidrik sherim alai, or kinidrik sherim hemenu, shalo ochel, and there's a nazir in front of him, or a behema in front of him, or a kikar in front of him, lo amar klum. The nazirus is, or the neder, or the shvua, is not chal at all, because it's not normal for kosher people to take a neder nazirus, a karban or a shvua, at all. So when he says kinidrik sherim, what he's really saying is nothing. I want to do what kosher people do, and kosher people don't take unnecessary nidarim, nazirus, and shavuos. But if he says kinidvosam, I want to be misnadev like the ksherim do, then nadar binazir uvekarban. Then if there is a nazir in front of him and he says kinidvas ksherim hareni, he becomes a nazir. If he says kinidvas ksherim alai, and there's a behemoth in front of him, he's chayiv to bring a karban. So obviously we're going to have to explain what's the difference between saying kinidre ksherim, where it's nothing, versus saying kinidvas ksherim, where apparently that means something. Why would we distinguish between the two, between kinidre and kinidvas? Good. So that's the discussion that we're going to have in when we get to the Gemara very soon. So says the Gemara, from the lashon of the Mishnah, kinidre rishayim nadar bin nazir of a carbon of a shvua, that he takes a neder of a rishayim of a nazirus or a shvua. The Gemara assumes that we're talking about where he didn't explain exactly what his neder is. He just said kinidre rishayim, and anyone who says kinidre rishayim, it includes all three of those things, whether it's to be a nazir, a karban, a shvua, and that's why the Gemara says, but wait a second, vidilma hachikamar kinidre rishayim lona darna. Maybe when he says kinidre rishayim, what he really means to say is, I'm not taking a neder like rishayim would do, because it's the derech of a rasha to take a neder. I don't want to be a rasha, and it turns out that he's actually not taking a neder. What he's actually trying to say is that I'm not going to commit to anything right now. So how come the Mishnah assumes that just because he used the words kinidre rishayim, we still don't know, the Gemara still doesn't know, because remember, the Mishnah never said the words hareini, alai, hemenu, that I added in terms of explanation based on the Gemara's maskana. The Gemara doesn't realize that yet. The Gemara just assumes right now all he said is the words kinidre rishayim. Well, if all he said is the words kinidre rishayim, maybe kinidre rishayim means that he doesn't want to become kinidre rishayim. So the Gemara answers, Amar Shmuel ba'omer kinidre rishayim hareini, alai, vehemenu. We're talking about where he either says kinidre rishayim hareini, that's the nazir case, kinidre rishayim alai, that is the karban case, or kinidre rishayim hemenu, and that is the shvua case. Hareini b'nazirus, alai b'karban, hemenu b'shvua. And the Gemara explains each lashon, what each lashon matches with. Hareini, so the Gemara asks, wait a second, why is hareini nazirus? Dilma hareini b'tainis ka'amar. He's definitely committing to doing something when he says hareini, but who says that hareini necessarily means a nazirus? Maybe when a person says hareini, it's hareini b'tainis. Maybe that's his intention, that he plans on fasting, because the lashon of hareini would also be used in that context. So if it's 50-50 and go either way, that he might be committing b'nazirus or he might to Nazirus, or he might be committing to Tainus, so then that would be called, as we had a sugi earlier, Yadayim Shein and Machichos. And Yadayim Shein and Machichos, according to Shmuel at least, that we had in Daf Hayam Nebeis, Yadayim Shein and Machichos, Lav in Yadayim. It's not going to be Chal at all. So that's the Gemara's question. So if it's a Yadayim Shein and Machichos, why does Shmuel assume that that's enough to make him a Nazir? Answers the Gemara, like we explained in the Mishnah, Amr Shmuel Kishaya Nazir Over Lefanav. The case was not just he randomly said out of the blue that Kenidre Rishayim Hareini, there was a Nazir walking right in front of him, and as the Nazir was walking right in front of him, he said, Kenidre Rishayim Hareini, that I plan on being, on committing myself, Kenidre Rishayim. So obviously it's the Nazir that jogged his, not jogged his memory, but that inspired him, and that's what he was trying to commit to do. And on the Mishnayis, the Tosfos B'Kivei Eger, on the side of the Mishnayis, over here in Nedarim, points out that even if the old Yadayim She'enon Mochichos have Yadayim, so their Yadayim She'enon Mochichos, Linaziris and Latinus, they both would be Chal, so this Shita would still be difficult. Why does the Mishnah say Nadar B'Nazir, not Nadar B'Naziris V'Tainus? So it would still be, meaning the Kasha that the Gemara has is not only Kasha on the Shita Yadayim Shenim Lechichos Love in Yadayim. Rabbi Kivayger points out Lechor it's a kasha even if all the Yadayim Shenim Lechichos have Yadayim, because it's Yadayim Shenim Lechichos for Nazirus, but it's also Yadayim Shenim Lechichos for Tainus, because we don't know what the guy means. The guy could mean Tainus or he could mean Nazirus. But either way, the Gemara says that the conclusion over here is that we know what he's committing to because there is a Nazir walking right in front of him, so it's Yadayim Melchichos. It is not a situation of Yadayim Shein and Melchichos. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Heimenu Bishvua. We said that if he says, Kinidre Rishayim Heimenu, so we assume that he's taking a Shvua not to eat something. But Dilma Heimenu Da'achil Mekamer. So again, we already made the Ukimta was that he said Heimenu and there must have been something in front of him that he was referring to. So there was a kikar in front of him. There's a loaf of bread in front of him. But how do I know that his shvuah was not to eat the loaf of bread? Maybe his shvuah was to eat the loaf of bread. Both of those are equal types of shvuah. Maybe that's what he meant to say. And since you could explain, you could say that he meant either way, to eat it or not to eat it, so neither of them should be chal, because again, it's yadayim she'en and malchichos. That's how the Ran understands the Gemara's kasha. The Mefarish, the Rosh, have a little bit different, but that's how the Ran understands the kasha. So answers the Gemara, Amar Rava da Amar Heimenu Shalo Ochel. The case is, he's explicit, he says, that Kenidri Rishayim Heimenu, there's a loaf of bread right in front of him, and he says not just Heimenu, but Shalo Ochel, so we know that he plans on not eating it. In fact, the Gemara, Ihachim El Memra, well, if he says Shalo Ochel, then obviously he's not allowed to eat the kikar. What's the big chiddush over here of the Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, now, Ma'u de Tema. You might have thought, Halomapik Shvua Mipumei, he never used the word Shavua, and without the word Shavua, a person can't possibly be taking a Shavua. Kamash Malan Hadain. That's why the Mishnah comes to tell me that even though he doesn't mention the word Shavua, the Shavua is still going to be Chal, because there's such a thing called a Yad, and it works Midin Yad. Meaning the whole Chiddush of the Mishnah is that there are Yados, and it's giving examples of what's called a Yad. It doesn't have to have a Chiddush beyond just giving an example of what's called a Yad. So that's the whole Chiddush of the Mishnah. Now the Rashash points out that when the Gemara says Yahachi Meila Meimran, then it answers because Holomapik Shvua Mipumei, from the Lashon of the Gemara, Holomapik Shvua Mipumei, it sounds like the Gemara's question is only on Shvua, meaning that when the Gemara is asking Meila Meimran, what's the big Chiddush, that it's only going on the Shvua case, where there's a kikar in front of him, and he says, Kenidre Rishayim. Kenidre Rishayim Hareini, not Hareini, Heimenu, and Shalo Ochel. So, but Nazir and Korban, the Gemara never asked that because there's a Chiddush in each one. Why is there a Chiddush in Nazir and a Chiddush in Korban? Once we're making all these Akimtas, there's a Nazir right in front of him, and he's saying, Kenidre Rishayim Hareini. So, why doesn't the Gemara ask on that also? Pshita, that's also obvious that he's becoming. So he says, because over there is a Chiddush, because if he would say Kenidre Sherim, that it's lom or klum, but by shvua that part is not a chiddush either, because even if he says kenidvas ksherim shelo ochel emenu, it's a davar pashut that it's lom or klum, and that's not explicit. So the second part of the Mishnah where we said that kenidvosam nadar bin nazir ubekarban, the last line of the Mishnah, that was only bin nazir ubekarban. So the part of kenidvosam is only mentioned mentioned about Nazir and Karban, it's not mentioned anything about Shavua. So there, you have to say that the whole Chiddush of Shavua is in the first line of the Mishnah. So the Gemara is bothered, well, wait a second, where is the Chiddush about Shavua? And the Gemara's answer is, Enochinami, you don't need such a big Chiddush about Shavua. The whole Chiddush is just that there's such a concept called Yados. Now, moving on to that second part of the Mishnah, if a person says, Kinidrik Sherim Lo Amar Klum, Kinidvosam Nadir B'Nazir V'Karban. If a person says that he's taking a neder of ksherim, well, that's worthless. That doesn't mean anything. But if he says kinidvosam, then it's then he's nadar b'nazir of a karban. So you see that there's a difference between a neder and a nedava. Apparently, it's the derech of a kosher person to take a nedava, but not to take a neder. Man tana deshainilei be neder l'nedava. Who's the tana that distinguishes on this level between a neder and a nedava? Meaning, obviously, there are differences between a neder and a nedava. That's what we already explained earlier in the Masechta. It's the difference between an Isser Chafza and an Isser Gavra. If a person says, Hare Alai, it's on me, the commitment is on me, so that's a neder. If he says, Hare Zu Karban, this animal is a Karban, that's a nedava. So there are differences between neder and a nedava, but we're saying on this level that it's a good guy takes a nedava, but a good guy doesn't take a neder. So Gemara suggests, Lema, Lo Reb Meir, Velo Reb Yehuda. It doesn't seem to fit the sheet of Reb Meir, nor does it seem to fit the sheet of Reb Yehuda. Who are Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda? Where do we have them? Detani, we have a Braisa on the Paskin Koheles. Paskin Koheles reads, Eis asher tidor shalem, whatever neder you take, you should pay. The Gemara doesn't quote that part of the pasuk. Then the Gemara quotes the part, Tov asher lo tidor, it's better for a person not to take a neder. And then it says, Mishet tidor velo teshalem, rather than to take a neder and not pay. So these psukim mention three situations. One is a guy who's noder mishalem, a guy who takes a neder and pays his neder, right? It says, asher tidor shalem, that a person takes a neder and pays his neder. Second is a guy who doesn't take a neder at all, tov asher lo tidar. And third is a guy who's neder veino mishalim, which obviously is going to be the worst, misha tidar velo tishalim, someone who takes a neder and decides not to pay the neder. So the pasuk clearly is saying something very positive about the middle guy, the guy who doesn't take a neder at all. The question is, when it says tov asher lo tidar, it's saying that it's better to be a guy who doesn't take a neder at all, but better than what? Is it only better than the guy who takes a neder and doesn't pay? Or is it even better than the guy who takes a neder and does pay his neder? You know, it's better than taking a neder and paying it up is not taking a neder at all. So that's the machlokas over here. Well, what is tov asher lo tidor? Is it tov may what? Better than what? So the Bryce says, Tov mizeh, that he's better than the guy who's noder veinu mishalim, umizeh, and better than the guy who's noder mishalim, she'inu noder kalikar, the guy who doesn't take a neder at all, is better than both of the other people, because someone who's noder mishalim is going to ultimately get in the habit of taking the darim, and then one day he's going to forget to be mishalim, that's what Tos Yishonim points out, because even though it is a mitzvah, and he could be doing a dvar mitzvah by being a noder, a karban, or whatever, so he's doing a great thing, yeah, this time, but this the kind of habit that a person wants to form? Meaning not every time that something is mutter, or even every time something is a mitzvah, in the short run, is it necessarily going to be good for the person in the long run? Similar to the Achronim point out, or Zalman Saraskin points out, his commentary on Chumash, the Pasuk says, Midvar sheker tirchak. But there are cases where a person is supposed to lie. Mishan mivnei ha-shalom, that a person is supposed to lie. Yaakov Avinu, he explains, had a mitzvah to lie to his father. But even when a person is lying, Midvar sheker tirchak. A person should distance himself from saying actual words that can only be interpreted as a falsehood. Because yeah, in the short term, right now he has a mitzvah to lie. But if you are Miragil Lashona L'dabra Sheker, if a person gets in the habit of saying words that are actual Sheker, well then right now he may be doing a mitzvah, but ultimately it's gonna have a negative impact on who he is. He says that's what Rashi is doing in Chumash by Yaakov. Anochi Esav b'charecha. Esav is your b'charecha. What's Rashi doing over there? What kind of game is he playing? He's just trying to show that the words that Yaakov said, even though clearly they were intended to give a false impression, but he dafka said it in a way, instead of saying, Ani Esav, he dafka said it in a way that could be that could be interpreted in multiple ways because of his long-term, keeping his long-term integrity intact. that a person sometimes has to think long term. So yeah, it's better, Tosfos Shanuvir points out, it's better for a person to, it's great for a person to take a neder and to pay the neder. That's a great mitzvah for right now, but long term it's not a strategy for success. So that's what a Meir understands, that you should pay, but what would be even better than that is Shalot Tidar, because, and then it tells you the worst case, what's going to happen if you do Tidar, because you're going to end up being a Tidar of a Lot Shalim. You're going to end up taking the nether and not paying. But Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi, this is no, I disagree. Tov Mizeh, Umizeh, no deru mishalim. No, the pasuk starts with the best guy. The best thing to do is to be no deru mishalim. So that's the midah. That's the greatest midah. Someone who makes a commitment and sticks to his commitment. And second best is shalotidar, not to take a neder at all. And that's better than mishatidar velotishalim. It's at least better than, even though it's not the tov over here, means better than. It doesn't mean the best. So it's better than the worst case, because we're not interested in fools who are just taking a lot of nedarim and think that it's a mitzvah to do so, and then they'd end up not paying up. But the bottom line is, we see from this braisa that both according to Rav Meir and according to Rav Yehuda, who argue about what the best thing to do is, both of them hold that there's no difference between neder and nedava, because according to Rav Meir, a nedava is also one of the types of neder that's not mishubach, that's not a good thing to do. And according to Rav Yehuda, someone who takes a neder is mishubach as well. It's not just a nedava that's a good thing. So it's against the Tan of our Mishnah. Shouldn't have Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda distinguished between what type of commitment you're making, whether it's a neder or nedava. They didn't make any such distinction. So you see clearly that our Gemara is going against both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Now, on Rabbi Yehuda's shita, when Rabbi Yehuda says Tov Mizeh Mizeh Noder Mishalim, the Ran points out that there is makom to say that a Noder Veinu Mishalim has a Maila. What would be the Maila of a Noder Veinu Mishalim? Why do I need Shlomo Melech and Kolos tell me that a Noder Veinu Mishalim is like the worst? Of course it's the worst. You're doing a terrible Aveira. You're not keeping your Neder. He says, no, one might have thought that there's a Maila, because at the time of the Neder, he planned on keeping the Neder. People don't take a neder and then purposely, having in mind not to keep it, that would be silly. He's doing it because he plans on keeping the neder, and therefore at that time he has a zechus, you would think. So kamash mulan, that the schar for a neder is not at the shas ha-neder, ever. The schar for a neder is only at the shas ha-tashlumin. It's only when you actually pay the neder. So the Rashashi points out that even though in the Gemara Maseches Brachos Dav Vav, the Gemara says, chashav adam lasos mitzvah v'ne'enas v'lo asa'a, the Gemara in Brachos says that if a person has a plan, he has in mind that he wants to do a mitzvah, and then he ends up not, an onus happens and he can't do the mitzvah, still we consider it ki'ilu he did that mitzvah. That's only b'stama, but to think to do a mitzvah. But if he took a neder, so then he doesn't get the schar ki'ilu asa'a. And it's only if it's chashav, nedar m'shvuos is machshava doesn't help, it's bitois v'sayim, you have to verbally commit. So a verbal commitment is not ki'ilu asa'a. It's only if you have a machshava and then you don't end up doing it. That's ki'ilu asa'a. But there's no schar whatsoever for taking a neder at the time of the neder. The entire schar only kicks in once the neder is over. So it says Gemara, afilu tema Rav Meir. Now maybe we could even say that our mission is going like Rav Meir, who holds that it's better not to take a neder at all. Ki kama Rav Meir, when does Rav Meir say not take a neder at all, because he's worried about a chashash takala, he's worried about that ultimately you're going to take the dharma and not keep them. That's only b'neder. That's only if a guy says harei alai lahavi karban, because even after he designates the animal, if the animal gets lost or it dies, he's going to have to take another animal in its place, and the neder is still going to be there. It's still going to be chal. So we're choshesh that maybe, well, something's going to happen to this animal, and he's going to not be motivated to replace it. But in Nedava, where a person says, Hare zu karban, remember, Nedava is the Yisr Cheftza, that it's specifically this animal, and therefore if that animal gets lost or dies, he has no responsibility. He doesn't have to replace it. That's the definition of Nedava. Lo kamar, maybe that Rav Meir is not so nervous about it. He doesn't think that that's something that should be avoided, because what are the chances that this animal is going to get, is going to get lost or whatever, and if it does, it's not your responsibility. So our our sheet, our mission is going like Reb Meir, and that's why it says that if you say kinidrik sherim lomar klumba kinidvosam, that's something a normal kosher person would do. So, in fact, the Gemara, but vakatani kinidvosam nadar bin nazir v'karban. The Mishnah says that a nidvas ksherim is through a neder as well, because how can you say that like Reb Meir that the neder is not a midah meshubachas, that it's not a good thing, and mele it's not the derech for kosher people to take it. So it says, because it says kinidvosam nadar bin nazir v'karban, he apparently uses the word neder even when it's talking about ksherim. And says Gemara, Tani Nadav Binazir of a carbon. What you have to say is that as he uses the Lashon not of Nadar, but Nadav Binazir of a carbon, and Mele the mission is going like Rab Meir. So I asked the Gemara, Maishna Nadar Dolo, why is it that a kosher person would not take a Nadar? Dilma Asi Bali De Takala. It's like we explained, because we're afraid it's going to be Bali De Takala, because he's going to be Ma'acher, he's going to delay and be Mekayim the Nadar, he'll wait Shalosh Regal until he finally fulfills the Nadar, and that will be a violation of Balta Acher. Well, guess what? Nadava Nami Lo Dilma Asi Bali De Takala. Shouldn't a kosher person avoid a Nadava as well, because he might also delay in fulfilling his Nadava? And says the Gemara, Ki Hilal Zakein, that there's a way that a Nadava is going to be a much more distant Chashash Takala, much less likely Chashash Takala, if you assume like Hillel HaZakein. D'Tanya, as I said, Amra Hillel HaZakein Shalomal Adam Ba'olaso Kol Yamav. That Hillel HaZakein used to be no David Karban Ola all the time. He used to bring Olas Nadava all the time, and never once was a person Nichshal in an Isr Mi'ila in his Karban Ola, because he was very careful to make sure that he limited the amount of time that the animal was actually kadosh. Why? What would he do? Mevia kishihi chulin la'azara. He would bring it when it was chulin. This is a little misleading. Not into the azara, but up to the azara, to the pesach of the azara. Obviously, he didn't bring it into the azara because there's an issue to bring chulin li'azara. That's how the Ran explains. The other Rishonim say, no, you're allowed to bring a behemoth chulin to the azara. The issue of chulin ba'azara is only if you're shochir or makriv while it's still chulin. But if it's still chulin, you're allowed to bring it into the azara. There's a further machlokes shown. Let's say you assume like the Ran, so that there's an issur to bring a behemoth chulin into the azara. So is that only a behemoth chulin? What if I decide to bring a basket of fruits into the azara? It's not going to be a carbon anyway. So you say, no, fruits can be a carbon. There's such a thing as bikurim. So what if I decide to bring a cell phone into the azara? Is that a violation of chulin azara? Is it that you're not allowed to bring anything extraneous into the azara, or is that it's a bizayon to bring something that could have had kedusha and you bring something that doesn't have kedusha into the azara? So there are different gradations over here that the Rishonim and Acharonim discuss. But the Ran understands that even if you bring an animal that's chulin and you plan on making it kadosh, but right now it's still chulin, that's a violation of chulin azara. The other Rishonim say, no, the issue of chulin azara is only when you actually makrev, when you actually do something with it, that it's going to be a violation of chulin azara. But anyway, so either according to the Ran, you brought it right up to the Pesach Azara, according to the other Rishonim, he actually brought it into the azara while it was still chulin, umakdisha, and that's where he was makdish it on the spot. V'somich aleha v'shochata, and he then did the smicha on it. He leaned his hands on it and he shechted it. So such a short time between the hakdasha and the shechita, there was no time for anyone to violate mi'ila. So our Mishnah says, what our Mishnah is saying is, when a person says kinidvas ksherim alai nadav b'karban, that a guy takes a nadav of a karban, it also means a guy stands by the Pesach Hazara and he says about his behema, that's right there, that this is going to be a behema effect of a karban, that this is going to be kadosh and his commitment to bring for a karban. So that's the way Sherim would do it, that it's not going to be maybe the day takala. So says Gemara, okay, that works out really well. Hanicha nedavad de karbanos. That works very well if you're talking about karbanos. You could do like Hillel. Nedavad de nezirus. What type of kosher nezirus is there? Michael Meimar. How could a kosher person be no dev nezirus? There's always a chashash takala that he's going to violate the issur nezirus, because the nezirus takala is not a concern about the animal, that anyone's going to be mauling the animal. It's the guy. For the next 30 days, he's got to be a nazir, and he can't become tamei lemeisim, and he can't cut his hair, and he can't drink wine. So at some point, he could slip. So you always have it. You can't make a less, and there's no nezirus for less than 30 days. Even if you commit, I'm only going to be a nazir for 5 minutes, it doesn't work that way. It's Islam Nazirus Islamid Yom means minimum Nazirus is Islamid Yom. So the Gemara explains that no, we could even have a Nazirus Kishimun HaTzadik. Nazirus of a Kasher is like the famous story of Shimon HaTzadik. So this is the story we're familiar with. Netanya, the Braisa tells us, Amar Shimon HaTzadik, Shimon HaTzadik, it's not really about Shimon HaTzadik, but it's a story that involves Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik once said, Mi Yamai Lo Achalti Asham Nazir Tameh. In all my time, I never ate from the carbon asham of a Nazir Tameh, meaning a Nazir had become Tameh to a mace, where he has to wait 7 days and be Matar himself, and then bring a carbon asham, and then begin his Nazirus again. So that carbon asham, when a person became Tameh, and he failed in his Nazirus, I never ate from such a carbon, because I thought that the guy, he shouldn't have done it. What's he doing becoming a Nazir? So of course it's a recipe for disaster. Of course he's gonna become Tameh at some point. So Ella Echad, except for one. There was one case where I thought the guy did the right thing by becoming a Nazir, and in that case, he ate from his carbon. Pamachas ba'adam echad Nazir min adaram. One time, a guy came from the south, and he had become Tameh, he was a Nazir, had become Tameh, and he brought his carbon asham. Uri isiv shu yufei naim v'tov roi. And I saw that he was exceptionally good-looking. He was an exceptionally handsome person. Ukvutzosav seduros lo tatalim. And his hair was the most beautiful hair. It was like hanging in curls. He had this this beautiful hair. He's using the lashon of like by Shir Shirim. So he's amarti lo bini mari isa lahashkes asar chazehana. So I said to him, why would you want to destroy such hair? Meaning the end of the nazirus. The nazirus doesn't only involve growing the hair; it involves shaving it all off at the end. Why would you want to destroy all your hair? So Amar Li said, roa ha'isi la abba bi'iri. I was a shepherd for my father's flock in the city, and halachti l'malos mayim in the mayon, and I went to fill up water from the spring to feed the to give the animals to drink. V'nistakalti b'vavua shali, and I saw my own image in the water. Ufachas ala yitzri, and my yitzer hara started to get the best of me. Uvikesh litordani mina olam, and it tried to get me to take pride in how I look and to start chasing after all my taivos, and through that to take me away from olam haba. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says hakina hataiva vakavod motziin es ha'adam mina olam. So that's why I use the lashon that it's coming to tordani mina olam, to take me out of olam haba and olam hazeh. So you can say the same thing over here, that it, by its getting me to follow my taivos, it's one of the things that's motziin es ha'adam mina olam, and it's trying to cost me my olam. So amartilos, I said to my yetzer hara that Rasha lama atam misgoeh ba'olam sheino shalcha. Why are you taking pride in a world that's not yours? The everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why would, and besides, why would you take pride in something that's not even going to be lasting? Rather, b'mishu asad liyos rima v'toleya, that we know that the whatever human beauty you have is not going to be lasting. Ultimately, a body decomposes. A body doesn't last forever. It's only a temporary thing. So havoda is a lashon of shvua shagalecha chol shemayim, that I'm going to be mekabel in nazirus, so that at the conclusion of the nazirus I'll be megaleach all this hair l'shem shemayim. So miyad amadti u'neshakti val rosha. Now it's Shimon HaTzadik talking. Shimon HaTzadik says, right away I got up and I kissed him on his head. Amarti lo b'ni kamocha yirbu nazirus b'Yisrael, like you there should be many more nazir nazirus in Klal Yisrael. Allah ha'kaz v'omer ish kiyaf li lindor neder nazir la'azir la'Hashem. When it says la'azir la'Hashem, that a person takes a nazirus la'Hashem totally l'shem shemayim, that's what we're talking about. And that's why I was willing to eat from his karbanos, because a nazirus like that is considered like an adava, and you don't have to be choshesh l'takala. So our Mishnah that says k'nidvas k'sher nadav v'nazir, it's talking about that kind of guy. So I asked the Gemara, wait a sec, maskar money, maishna ashem nazir tamid lo achal, dasi al chet, kol ashem osnami lo lechal, dal chet asu. What do you think carbon ashem is? Right? Mishimon HaTzadik says, I never ate from the ashem of a nazir tamay, because it always involves an avera of becoming a nazir in the first place. Why should the guy have ever become a nazir in the first place? Well, every carbon ashem is because of a chet. That's the only time you'd ever bring a carbon ashem. A chatas and ashem is when a person did an avera. So of course it's baal chet. So why is it that Shimon HaTzadik didn't have a problem eating other carbon ashem? Amle Rabbi Yonah explains the reason for Shimon HaTzadik not eating dafka the nazir tameis karban Hashem is not because it's baal chet, but hainu taima kshein tohin nozrin. That what happens is when people take nidre nazirus, when they feel bad about something that they've done, they decide, you know, out of guilt, they decide to commit themselves to become a nazir. Ukshem netamin, and then when they become tame in the middle of their nazirus, viravin alein yimei nazirus, and because of that, they thought it was only a 30-day commitment, but on day 22, he became tame, and now he's got to become tar for 7 days, and then start the count all over again, and he realizes that it's going to be a lot more time than he thought. Nischartin behen, they start regretting the fact that they became a nazir in the first place. Vinimtsu mevin chul nazara, and since they have charata on the nazirus, their karbanos are considered chul nazara because they're not bringing it with proper ratzon alev. They're not bringing it with proper desire, with proper kavana in mind, and that's why Shimon HaTzadik says such karbanos I want no part of. But stam, a person brings a karban asham, he intends to bring the karban asham, and it's he has full kavanos for the karban asham to get his kapara. But the guy who's nazir tamei is sort of regretting his nazirus, and therefore it's chulin ba'azara. Is it really chulin ba'azara? No, it's not chulin ba'azara. It's the Rishonim all point out, the Rashbav is that it's not chulin ba'azara. It means that he didn't go to a chacham to be matted in the nazirus, and therefore he's not really keeping the nazirus l'chol pratev v'tikluchah. He's not really interested in the nazirus, and then he's not invested in the nazirus anymore. He's just sort of dreading it, but it's not really chulin ba'azara. However, the Rashba then quotes a Yesh Mefarshim that if a Nazir is Mischari, that it's Chulun Bazar Mamish, because it's like Nidre Shkagos, where he thought he was to be Mekabal, when he was Mekabal, he thought he'd be able to handle it, and he wasn't able to handle it. So since he thought he was able to, it was a mistake, it was a Nidre Shkagos, and therefore Taka is Chulun Bazar, the Rashba rejects such a Pshat, but he quotes from a Yesh Mefarshim that maybe the Gemara actually is being literal over here, that it's Chulun Bazar. Says Mar Yahachi, Afilu Nazir Tarna. And even if the whole concern is that the person is going to regret having become a nazir tar might also regret becoming a nazir. I said, no, nazir tar lo, you don't have to worry about a charata in the middle of the 30 days of a nazir tar. Because when he set out to take the neder, he assessed his situation and he realized that he'd be able to commit to that amount of time, and he wasn't going to be able to commit to anything more. So once he became a Nazir Tameh, so it was beyond what he was able to commit to, that's when he's going to have Charata. But a Nazir Tar is not going to have Charata. So now, going back to the story of Shimon HaTzadik, Rav Avadia Yosef points out, La Halacha, in the Tshuva, he quotes this story as the very first makar in one of his Tshuvas, where Rav Avadia was asking Yechav Adas whether a person is allowed to say a bracha in front of a television that has, the Halacha is not allowed to say a bracha in front of Erva. So if there's a woman that's not dressed appropriately, you're not allowed to say a bracha in front of her. You're not allowed to say Dvar Mishabek Dusha. So someone says, what if it's on a television screen? So you're allowed to say a bracha, and you're watching a football game, and there are commercials, or not commercials, whatever, cheerleaders, whatever, can you say a bracha when that's on the screen in front of you? You're eating your popcorn, whatever. So is a person allowed to say a bracha in that situation? So Rav Avadia points out that there's two dinim in Erva being in front of you. There's a din in the actual presence of Erva, and then there's a din in the chashash hirhur. So he says, the actual presence of Erva, it's not. And he has a raya to that from seeing the Levana in a reflection, that it's not called that you saw the actual Levana if you see only the Levana in a reflection. But he says, the Chashash Hirhur, that if a person sees an accurate portrayal of something, even though he's not seeing the actual thing, that it could cause all sorts of different Hirhurim and inspire him to think different things. So that, he says, you see in this Gemara, that all the fellow saw over here is an accurate portrayal of what he looks like, and that was enough to get his mind racing about all of his titles and all the things that he could do with his good looks. So Rav Avadia says, you see from this Gemara that concern still exists, but there's a difference between the two. If one is looking the other direction, and there's therefore no chashash of hearer, so then you're allowed to say a bracha. But looking the other direction doesn't necessarily help you when there's mamish, a presence of erva. You may need a mechitza between the erva and the yourself when a person is making the bracha that he wants to make. Now, The maybe just one more point over here. The Ran points out that this Nazirus was in the days of Shimon HaTzadik, was Kabbalah that came from Ratzon Nidvas Alev. You don't have to be maybe Lidei Takala. That way we say Kishimon HaTzadik, that's a proper Nazirus. So the Ritz and the Shita Mukbetzas, the Shitaso says that the Gemara's Kasha was that it's not Shaykh in the Davar B'Nazirus because it doesn't come from Nidvas Alev, and therefore the answer is just like we find it's Sad. Of Nedava bin Nazirus, like this Nazir in the days of Shimon HaTzadik, that is L'shem Shemaim, that's called Nazirus Nedava, even though there's a chashash, that's maybe the Takal. Meaning, what's the Gemara's answer? Shimon HaTzadik, is it saying that in the days that a person, the Mishnah is talking where a person took another in the days of Shimon HaTzadik, where everyone was L'shem Shemaim, or are we just using that as an example? That one example is someone who was completely L'shem Shemaim. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we'll continue from there tomorrow.